This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast. Today, we have a guest, and we're so pumped to have Allison Hartman, who I have no clue what she's even here for. But you know what? I can tell by when I met her, she walked up the long staircase. It was like risking your life, basically, to walk up the staircase. And I recognized her, not knowing where from. We figured it out. But I knew just by hearing her raspy little voice that she can speak words. And so I'm so excited.
It is a raspy little voice, hey?
Yeah.
It's my
I'm just realizing it.
Smoker voice.
I can see, like, she's got something to
Christian
say.
Christian smoker voice, hey?
Christian smoker voice.
That's from
voice.
Yelling at children. That's what it. Christian smoker voice is.
Well, you have, hey, hi, Allison. So hi. Allison is actually a really great kind of really entrenched friend in our lives. So your daughter's marrying Serene's son. So yeah. It's kind of like all in the family. Yeah.
This is the one that I went to Israel with and we pooped all around Israel because we got
together?
The bug.
Yeah.
I got a bug.
Hey, the people you
and
poop
she got
with,
a bug and all her
I mean, that's lifetime.
You pooped together, you stayed together.
And then we went around west. We went out west together, the families together in hot RVs with the air conditioning breaking down.
Whose phone is still
nice.
Going beepy beep beep?
I don't
beep.
Know, mate. It's mine. Sorry. It's
turn your
phone.
Beeper off.
Adventures. I would enjoy adventures sometimes. You know, I'm more like Pearl. Like, I want the nice, you know, rented luxury vehicle.
We rented the luxury ones. Yeah. They just broke down.
These two families, if they go places together, they shall be suffering.
So we've stopped going places together. I'll tell you why. Because every time we go, another one hitches up. So my other son, we went away together to a puddle Airbnb. It was meant to be a lake, but it ended up being a brown puddle. And then my son hitched up with her other daughter. So that's yet to come. We'll see.
It's happening.
Yeah,
but it's because you both got so many children. You have 11,
mm-hmm.
Allison and Serene. You have, well, we've lost count. So there's a lot of people to be hitched.
That's right. And we decided we like each other, and so we might as well keep going.
Well, I don't want to meet a bunch of in-laws. I just want one set for
let's
all.
Just be done.
Yeah.
But her girls are too tall for my boys, so
true.
It's probably not going to
so
happen.
So it only happens the
I don't
other
think
way
we have
around.
Any other.
We only marry boys off to her girls. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, we have Sayla and Remy, maybe.
Yeah.
But know.
She's a bossy thing.
But you know what we're here to talk about? We have been wanting Allison, she lives in Florida, you live in Florida, right?
That's
to come
cool.
up here because her story is so incredible. And we wanted her to share it about how she's had healing. But I want to hear your whole Trim Healthy Mama story because it's kind of funny because you were with us from the beginning. You kind of were rebellious and didn't want to do it.
And if I'm chewing, sorry people, it's my yuck yum and I'm adding a bunch of little treasures.
Try not
to
chew
it.
Right on the mic. But you know, we've been talking a lot, kind of a resurgence of kefir just in the last 6 months because Serene's been doing it this whole time and was just like, hey, you know, I'm yuck-yumming, you go do your thing. I'm not preaching it to you. And then I got on the bandwagon. And since then, I've been like, Serene, why aren't you telling people to do this? Mm. And so we've been kind of, it's become kind of a thing again. And then, you know, if you've been listening to our podcast, Serene and I got our gut biomes tested and just, you know, it was too evident what kefir does. It was just too much in your face. You could see the numbers with and without.
Wow.
And so from that time on, I'm like, I'm going to be a with person, thank you. And the numbers don't lie, right? So your story is just incredible, Allison. What happened? Let's just take it from the beginning wherever you want to start.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. So obviously we've known about Trim Healthy Mama for years because we've been doing Above Ruby's retreat, so we knew about it.
And for new peeps in the room, that's my mother's magazine.
That's
and
right.
Yeah.
It's a ministry and we do family camps all over. But you know, it's like one of those things where you can love a ministry, but you don't have to eat all of it. Yeah. And so the Trim Healthy Mama part I just kind of like left out because I really, really liked my cookies. Yeah. So I have like a secret stash. It's actually in my bra drawer. And I would keep all my really naughty cookies in there. And I was so into cookies that I would not.
Do you keep them loose in there with those old bras?
No, they're packaged because
I have nursing bras, you know, with bits of milk still hanging off.
All dragged out.
Every night you
bras.
Get some crumbs. But no, they were Petrich Farm. It was one kind. It was Petrich Farm, the raspberry kind, and I would keep them in there. And as soon as children went to bed, I would tear into it.
Because you, from the very beginning, like you and your husband was pretty hardcore on Trim Healthy Mama, right? He was the husband leading the way. But I was loved our products. Like you use all our products, but really in your own mind, you still had all your other sugar stuff.
Right. I was on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
I wasn't all in. Yeah. I always say like, you do Trim Healthy Mama, you either do it for trim or you do it for healthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, and so in the beginning, I was really just doing it for trim. I would lose weight, but I would still cling to my cookies were my cheat day. And so if I was really good for that week, I would actually go by this place called Milton Bakery and they had the best donuts, still to this day. I mean, if you're going to eat a donut, that's where you would get one. And so on Sunday, that would be my cheat day or my treat day.
Yeah.
So I would treat myself to a massive amount of donuts. And I figured if it was all in the 24-hour period, it really didn't matter how many I ate. So I really ate a lot.
Did you keep them in your dirty little bra drawer?
No, those never made it home. I just ate them all. And then Dana would say things like, "You're really a bad influence on our children." But I'm thinking, they're not fat. I don't care what they eat, right? They don't need to be trim. And so that went on. I lost, 20 pounds. So I felt justified to cheat. And so then something happened where really I would say it would pick back up at Israel. And it's ironic that the last time we were here doing a potty, we did it on Israel. But we came home from Israel. I was 34 weeks pregnant. And Serene shares the story. So obviously it's not a secret that we were all like, we all brought the throw up bug. Mm. So we all, every day someone woke up and we're like, oh, who's going to throw up today? So we had diarrhea throw up. It was fun trip. I mean, we really shared a lot. And so we all had the stomach bug. Well, when I got home, so y'all do talk about poop. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So normally, this was my 11th baby. Normally I am incredibly, I deal with the opposite of diarrhea. So it's always like a constipation issue because I eat sugar and garbage, right?
You ate. Yeah. Right. Past tense.
And so, but when I got home from Israel, I had like explosive, constant diarrhea. Yeah. But I was so busy.
Well, we won't blame it on Israel. We want to blame it on that one place we went.
It was that one place.
It was like fluorescent.
It was very sketchy.
Yeah.
The guy pulled out a knife from his back pocket and cut out some goat cheese, and we ate it right off his knife. I mean, the fact, there's no way it wasn't infected with something.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got home and I told my midwife, it's kind of weird, but I have diarrhea. And, and she was like, well, you probably got parasites in Israel. And I'm like, okay, that's gross. No, I do not have anything that sounds like a worm. No, I just got a stomach bug. Well, when did you get it? Well, 3 weeks ago. Well, no, you would not have diarrhea still. So I mentioned it to Cherish and Serene, and they were like, that's interesting. We had diarrhea quite a bit afterwards as well. So I went ahead and got tested.
Yeah.
And it was very positive for Giardia.
Okay. Which, tell us a little bit about Giardia.
So Giardia, you get, it's an intestinal parasite that attaches to your small intestine. And you get it from
knives that cut goat cheese.
To be specific.
Yeah. Basically really sketchy guys that have like 100 cows in one pen, and he says it's totally fine. And that guy, who was he a friend with?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. But anyway, so it's contaminated water source is what it's from.
Okay.
And so the guy, my doctor said you could have gotten it from a salad that was washed with contaminated water. But I mean, we also, Serene, we ate in some sketchy areas. We ate in an Arab area.
You ate all the Pizza Hut while your husband was foraging off of the greenery and
the rosemary.
He would eat the rosemary between the highways. He would jump out and get the rosemary.
He would eat their.
Well, you see, him eating the rosemary probably killed the giardia.
Oh, totally. He never got it. Yeah. He never got it. And, obviously, we hang around each other a lot. Yeah. But
he duck eggs from his backyard.
Well, remember, he brought moringa and he brought
everything for GGMS.
All of the stuff for Good Girl Moonshine. He brought it to Israel with him and the duck eggs from our backyard. Because he's such a purist. Yeah. Like, he is a Serene and I'm a rebel. And I was like, no, I'm not. So we would make fun of them. I would go get all the bad stuff in Israel. I mean, we're on vacation. That's what you do, right? Well, so I got Giardia. It was very positive. So no big deal. They have medicine for that. So went and got myself the prescription that you would take for Giardia. It works on 99% of people. Well, guess what? It didn't work on me. And so then I tried another medicine. Didn't work on me. Then I tried a few other things.
How many weeks and months were going by? You had your baby, right?
18 months.
18 months.
So 18 months of pure, complete, explosive, non-controlled diarrhea. You could hear me from the room over. I'm not kidding you. I know it's funny now, but it wasn't funny.
Dumb and Dumber, that movie. Yeah. I mean, I don't recommend it, but
I do.
No, it's this is like children. No. You could hear my stomach gurgling. It was literally like something was living inside of me. In fact, when I had my baby, so sad, but they X'd my room out and my midwife had to come in a hazmat suit.
Really?
And they treated me like a total, like crazy leper. And yeah, and the county found out about it. They called me and they're like, we need to know everywhere you've been and who you've touched. They treated me like a leper because it's not a typical American thing. And so
can I ask you something? Because my husband has over the years had chronic diarrhea issues. But he has had to, it can impact your life because wherever he went, he had to map out where the bathrooms were in case he had to stop.
Well, and so then.
And you've struggled with that too, Denny, at some points, right?
Oh, yeah.
On top of postpartum, on top of COVID going on,
right.
On top of losing our business because we do public school pictures and the governor shuts down the schools.
Right.
I was, for the first time and last time, Lord willing, of my life, I was probably the lowest I've ever been. And
because you couldn't keep any of the nutrients in your body because
I was losing so much weight. I was losing so much energy because all I did was I would eat and it would just come out. But it wasn't just like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom, guys. It was, oh my gosh, it's too late.
Oh,
so I was changing clothes. I mean, I felt disgusting. I'll just be honest. Like, it was bad. It was so bad.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
So it got actually so bad that I attempted to pretty much try to kill myself.
Oh, first, before you started trying to kill yourself, not because you wanted to be suicide, because you were just trying desperate suicidal.
Home measures of treating.
But before you got to that, I remember you saying, okay, so every drug in America hasn't worked. So you had friends that were missionaries in South America sending you South American drugs.
Didn't touch it because it had gone on too long because these parasites multiply by the billions every day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had missionaries from Honduras ship me stuff. I took one prescription that I paid out of pocket. It was $2,000 and I got 6 pills. And I didn't care. Yeah. It wasn't that money wasn't a problem. I just didn't care. I would have spent $30,000. It did nothing. It didn't touch them. It didn't decrease the diarrhea at all. I ate more moringa powder, more moringa leaves. We have 30-foot moringa trees. So we live off moringa. I ate the seeds. I ate everything, anything anyone would tell me. If you told me you could eat your front tire and the Giardia would go away, I would have done it.
And your weird healthy husband like made
tried
you these
everything
concoctions
for me.
That
everything.
You said stood up by themselves. I mean,
oh my gosh, he would just grind up raw moringa and make me down it, and it was like the consistency of an egg yolk, and I would just drink it with nothing. And it was just
what were you saying? The one though that was almost killed you.
What I did was I decided in my brain. I thought I'm a very all or nothing, go big, go home person. And so I go bigger than Sam Allison goes. So if he goes one way, I always have to out him, do him up. But so I thought if I did an enema and got moringa and colloidal silver and oxygen up in my intestines, it would kill the parasites.
Yeah.
Because we went to visit y'all's friends, the hemp people.
Yeah. Vincents.
The Vincents. And they said if you can oxygenate or get ozone up there, it would kill them. So in my brain, I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to do an enema. So I dumped out an enema bottle and I filled it up with.
Did you read somewhere that you should put hydrogen peroxide?
No, I just literally came up with this idea in my head.
Because you were so desperate.
So desperate. I wasn't even making sense. It didn't even make logical, scientific sense. And I knew if I asked my anal husband, he would research it for days, and I didn't have days.
Anal was a very funny word to throw in at this point because everything's going up there.
Yeah, literally. So I took the
I literally went on like a 0.5 second journey.
I'm sorry. They told me that nothing was.
No, you're fine.
No, not because of what you said.
Okay.
The way you.
Sure. Yeah.
It wasn't the subject matter.
The visual
matter.
you didn't really need, but.
It was so, the word. I was like, what did the anal husband do? Why is his anus attached to her outcome? And then I was back. I was like, yeah, got it. Never mind.
Okay. I didn't go as far as Dan.
No, I did. No, I kind of did. And then I thought, she means he's very OCD and obsessive.
He's very OCD and very, he's an engineer. I should have just said that.
But, I see that now.
So I took moringa juice and I put colloidal silver and a few other things and a few drops of hydrogen peroxide, and I was going to do it for myself. And then I started thinking, wait a minute, hydrogen peroxide, that kills everything. I'm just going to dump the whole thing out and do 100% hydrogen peroxide.
And as so an enema.
So I did. Oh. So I stuck, and it wasn't even the good food grade. It was like the brown bottle garbage stuff. No. So I locked my bathroom door.
It was the dye your hair stuff.
And I did a full 8-ounce bottle enema. And within 30 seconds, I was vomiting.
Oh, no.
And it was blood was coming out everywhere.
Oh,
I was bleeding. It was horrible. I was literally burning my colon. But I locked the bedroom door. And so my husband couldn't even get to me, but he could hear me moaning. He carried me to the emergency room. And they
said
they
have to wash you out or
minutes
something?
Away from literally just burning your whole colon out. So that was not good.
I haven't heard any of this.
I haven't heard any of these. Yeah. All I heard was that she had giardia, and then I heard the good part.
But I was just so stinking desperate. I guess that's my point. And it was a very foolish thing. So don't ever, ever, ever do it. I, you know, maybe a drop or
Denny's
two.
Denny's sounding interested.
But it was not wise. It was awful. I had you know, anyway, yeah, we won't go into details. You can only imagine how bad it was but the crazy, horrible thing is it didn't even work because your small intestine is like a million miles long. It didn't even make it up there. So I called the doctor, and he, of course, is like, I'm sorry. Who told you to do that? And I'm like, no one, sir. And he goes, then why did you? But the truth
when you're so desperate,
the truth was, I was so, it was making me cray cray. Yeah. Like I was losing it.
And you were not getting nutrients to your brain at that point. It's all just being coming
and
out.
And no doctor could help me. No, even my crunchy friends, nobody could help me.
I did say kefir.
You probably did. And
we're at that point then. So what happened?
So I knew that my health was terrible, and also I wasn't eating well. So it was January, and went on vacation.
What year?
Oh Lord, when did we go to the puddle house that
was
you
it,
say?
Was it 21?
I guess it
probably 21.
Yeah,
COVID
it must
was 20.
Have been. Yeah, 2021. And so we went, and I had a moment where I was watching Serene and my husband Daniel on the couch, and they were discussing their, you know, disgusting drinks that they were making, and they were just bragging on them like they were amazingly delicious. And I was like, I don't even love the garbage I'm eating. But they're in love with this stuff that's good for them. And you can obviously tell by her body and mine that I wasn't doing good for myself. And my girls had bought me a pair of jeans for Christmas, and I never tried them on. I just packed them for our trip because we left right after. And I put them on in the bedroom, and they didn't fit. And they were my size. And I was
even
like,
with giardia?
Right.
Even with giardia.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had just not lost the baby weight. So I still had quite a bit of weight to lose.
And
but
you
I
were
was
sugaring.
Just so stubborn. So there was one point on that trip where my husband opened our door. I had locked it, and I was sitting on my bed eating a gallon of ice cream. And Serene's literally on the other wall. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I just got to keep eating the sugar. It's going to make me happy. It's going to take my depression away.
Yeah.
And, but you know, I'm one of those people. It has to be me. I have to own it.
Yeah.
I can't be a trim healthy mama to impress Serene or Daniel or anybody. It had to be me. And so I went home from that trip, and I thought, and I asked her to text me everything she puts in her disgusting drinks. And I was like, just do it. Just send it to me. Because if I'm this miserable eating sugar, surely I could be this miserable eating what you drink. And so I ordered perfect food. I ordered bone broth. I ordered every single thing she told me. The hemp protein
powder. To put
powder.
In a yuk yum. Was it the particular yuk yum that you were going to try? Yeah. You weren't even trying it to help your giardia. You just wanted to try it.
Right, right. Okay. I thought, I'm going to just take care of my... And so we started making kefir and...
You got Serene's grains at that point, right?
Yep, yep. Okay. And I think she had to give them to me 3 or 4 times because I kept killing them.
Yeah.
And, but all of a sudden, I noticed that I didn't have hardly much diarrhea anymore. It was getting firmer and firmer and firmer.
How long was it?
It didn't take long. Maybe a month of doing kefir every day. I started noticing, wait a minute. I wonder if there's a connection. Like my giardia is going away. And again, to be really specific, giardia diarrhea is not like normal. So there's a grease that rises to the surface. Oh. So not to be so gross.
Floating oils.
It is. It's literally like all the fat of your body is coming out and it floats to the top. It's a distinct smell. It's a distinct look. It's completely different. And so I started noticing and it would stick to the bottom. So that was the other thing, like stick to the bottom every single time. So I started noticing when I would flush that there was less on the bottom. And I thought, oh my word, could this be it? I also did colonics. So I got a colonics board and so I did that with some colloidal silver, not hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
But what I did consistently is I just started completely making kefir my main diet. Okay. Yeah. So like I would do it for my snacks. I would do it for my main lunch. I would probably have 3-4 pints a day. Then we just really started.
At the same time, did you kind of change yourself
absolutely
off the sugar?
Like I said, I'm an all or nothing. Yeah. And I had a good 30-40 pounds to lose. And I thought, what would it hurt? I could lose weight and get rid of, but then, just started noticing that this is really helping me. Yeah. And so I just kept pushing forward. And, so then I've lost the weight. I'm finally to I would say about my goal weight. Yeah. I went from 170 and now I'm 134.
Yeah.
Which,
that's a big deal.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm great.
Huge.
So my size 10 jeans, I don't even own anymore. It's amazing.
Now how many years were you suffering with giardia?
It was a year and a half solid.
And then within a month, you're seeing major improvements.
So
that's been since you've been on the kefir every single day.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. I want her to talk about this because we've talked here before, exercise, Pearl. If you stop exercising, your muscles will eventually start rotting. Exercise is a maintenance mm-hmm. thing. You sustain it if you want to keep the results, right? If you want to keep your teeth
especially
nice,
over 40.
You keep brushing your teeth, right?
And so normally my personality was you would just lose the weight and then go back to your normal lifestyle.
Right.
So with kefir, it is an upkeep. Because I don't use the store-bought kefir. No. That stuff's garbage. It really is. It doesn't even taste like kefir. It's like pretend. So
you got, did you get a raw milk source or just any milk?
Yeah, we have some Mennonite friends. So I do raw milk. And
what
then
about
I got
when you go on vacation?
Kefir.
Do you just do regular
milk?
Well,
okay. So I never really had gone on vacation until I went to California to get back surgery.
Yeah.
And so I was doing so great. The giardia was gone. Okay. Yep. But again, this was 6 months. So this was in May.
Yeah. But you got to the point where you didn't have to eat 4 pints a day. You got to the point where you just
probably
ate
a pint a day is what I would do.
Yeah. Yep. Which is a pint a day. Two cups.
Yeah.
2 cups.
I would add it to my smoothie. And sometimes if I was lazy, I would make a double portion so then I could drink it throughout the 2 days and not have to mess up my kitchen again. But so this was so crazy. And in fact, I even called you. Because I was like, you're never going to believe this. But I went off to California and we brought a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to bring my kefir grains. I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous. I'll just buy some kefir while I'm there or whatever, or just skip. It's all good. The charity is gone.
Right.
So I went to California and by day 3, all signs of giardia were back.
Really?
It was like my toilet was exactly like it was pre-kefir.
Just from being in California?
For 3 days without
being
I had not touched kefir in 3 or 4 days. And so, you can say, well, that's probably just happenstance. Maybe you're just, you've got, traveling, changes, whatever. But again, remember, Giardia is such a distinct smell, look, whatever. Yeah. I knew it wasn't just like traveling diarrhea. And so I thought, that is so weird. So I went and got some store-bought kefir, didn't touch it. Soon as I got home, I remember going, give me my kefir, make me something right now with my kefir. And all of a sudden, all the symptoms went away. I thought, that's weird. Well, that's been, you know, now a year, and I have tried that same pattern, just not even purposely, but just like, oh, I haven't had kefir in 3 or 4 days.
Even when we went out west together.
Yes.
And what are the results?
Same thing. My GRD.
But I had brought my kefir along, so I handed you over some. Yep. And no, funny thing is, she got to the point, she knew this. And so she tried to put kefir through customs, right? Instead of like bringing her grains and making it, she brought like
raw kefir.
8 quarts of raw kefir stuffed in her suitcase. That's how she just knew.
That's how desperate I was. And I got through because I told him it was baby milk. I told him it was for my children, which it is.
Yeah.
You know, my baby's
going to be a
kefir.
Mother. That's right.
They need- and I nurse. So I'm a nursing mother. And
they need you to not be explosively diarrhea.
That is true.
The
there's so many reasons why I don't feel convicted about
that. So, you know, kefir on the whole, I've read that it colonizes in your gut after a while, but it takes a long time. So I wonder if in future years, you know, because Serene's been on it 20 years and it took you several. Remember when you first started kefir for several years, you'd still have bloats, and now you don't?
Yeah, I don't have
bloats. Wonder if after years and years, you'll be able to go a few days more.
Mm-hmm. But I think, I agree. But I think what happens is, you know, she is to the stage where just a week off of it, you know, the bugs are dying off. The good ones, you know what I'm trying to say? And so I think, eventually on it for a long time may totally kill the Giardia, but right now she's when she drinks kefir, the good bugs are more dominant than the Giardia. Yeah,
that's kind of what I was wondering. Is like, so obviously it's not so much that kefir is killing bad bugs as much as taking time to recolonize proper bacteria that will kill bad bugs.
That will kill it in the long term.
Yeah, I need more good than bad, and right now it obviously I don't have the longevity to let the good win out.
And you had such a strong case. Like even your doctor said, we've not seen this
And
before.
I think it's, you know, when you're pregnant, your immune system's down. Like, you know, Serene and Chalice or Cherish probably got a bit of it, but they knocked it out within a few days. They probably wouldn't have even known that they had it had I not gotten tested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, most people never get tested for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But just a week ago, I was telling you last night, just a week ago, I noticed, again, I was just so busy trying to get ready to go on this trip, and we were just busy in our life, getting ready for the wedding, whatever, and I realized, based on going to the bathroom, and all those symptoms came back about 3 or 4 days ago, and I thought, oh my word, I haven't had kefir in probably 3 or 4 days. I went, I drank maybe a pint or quart that day, and I'm as good as new.
It's so amazing what it does for your gut, because some people with kefir, you know, it takes a while, like months for them to like, with ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
You know, kefir is amazing for that, but it takes a few months.
And it's very interesting what she said. She tried the store-bought. It was CRAP.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Well, when you look at it, you know, and we've told D-A-N-G people like, hey, don't take away my store-bought kefir. It's like a very mild yogurt, but it's not going to heal necessarily a very chronic condition like you
Well,
had.
I just wanted to make the difference known here on the potty so that people think, well, I've tried kefir. It didn't work.
Mm.
You know, I've got these digestive issues and I've tried kefir. It didn't work. And it like Pearl said, we don't want to take away your store-bought kefir. If you enjoy drinking it, there's no harm in it.
Yeah.
But if you think you've tried kefir for a digestive issue and it hasn't worked, maybe you haven't tried the real thing.
Well, yes, and is it daily?
Well, it's just like exercise. Well, it takes her a while, about 3 or 4 days without taking it before symptoms may return.
Yeah, I mean, I think someone who doesn't have like a gut, but see, the health of your body is in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I realized that. It's kind of like back pain. I never realized how much it can handicap you until I had back pain and, you know, I had a bulging disc. You just don't realize it in other people. But when you deal with it yourself, you're like, it's a real deal. And so if your life of your health is in your gut, then we need to do everything we can to protect it. So why would I want to put all my eggs on some garbage that Walmart sells? I mean, I just, you can taste a difference. You can smell a difference. And I will say, you know, I am not a Serene. I don't make my own homemade bread. My girls do.
Yeah.
But if I can keep kefir going, anyone can keep kefir
going.
That's
what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that Pearl and I are busy.
Yeah.
But Allison Hartman must be one of the busiest
women
I know. I mean, they
well, you are you, runs her you run a business. Very, very big business and you have 11 children and you do both. I mean, you're full time in both.
Yeah. And I think it's just whenever you find something that's a priority to you.
Yeah.
And I honestly
And you're out of the house. I want people to know that she's not just working from a telephone from a home. She gets up and they're out of the home. She doesn't get home. They're out for dinner. You guys all eat at restaurants every night.
All the time. Yeah.
So if she is like like a working woman on steroids and she can do kefir.
Totally. And I would say I'm probably a, you know, your drive through Sue.
Yeah,
but
you are.
I mean, the more children you have, you kind of have to eat at home a little bit more. But no, I just bring it with me. I do. We bring moringa
branches.
Isn't
it one of the
kefir with us in restaurants?
Like
it's easy though. I'm a drive through Sue and I thought I would never be a kefir person. It's so easy. I enjoy it.
I do too.
It is easy to take on trips when you just take a little tiny, like little, container that has a really good tight lid with just the grains and like 2 tablespoons of milk to just
put it in. And you don't need fresh milk fancy.
You need it for that first 12 hours. When you get there, you go to the store and buy some A2 milk or whatever.
Yep. And you need some coffee filters and a hair tie and a mason jar and a rubber spatula and a colander. And we got that. In fact, Katie McReynolds bought me my colander because I was losing all my grains because my holes were too big. But you know, you don't have to go buy all these kefir kits. I mean, you literally under $10, $5 can have everything you need.
And you can buy little miniature ones for travel, Pearl. Remember you came over and I gave you a strainer that was the size
a
of like
one. But like can a little, I ask you though, so you know, the big issue you were finding was this Giardia. Do you notice any other health benefits from
totally,
kefir?
Totally, totally. You know how you were saying though, I never have bloating issues.
Yeah.
I never feel just
what bleh. About heartburn and things like
never,
that? No, because it's
never,
incredible for
yeah.
that.
Like I all over feel just so much better. Just my health was so bad that, you know, I always felt bloaty and gassy and blah, blah, blah. But no, I feel amazing.
And people who can't find the raw milk, you went through a stage, I remember, when the Mennonite people couldn't keep up with the people they were supplying.
Store-bought.
And you just brought store-bought and you still kept the Giardia away.
Yeah, I'm using store-bought right now.
Yeah,
I love it. It's easy for me. Like, I started off with the raw milk and going to drive and get it and all that. My daughter Autumn does that. But I realize as a drive-through Sue, for it to be sustainable for me, I do well with store-bought milk.
Well, and look, fist pump, Pearl, I'm all about it.
I'm
pump.
So proud of you. Yeah. And so I have, you know, 11 children. I decided to teach all my girls different things. So my 8-year-old, Annalie, is my kefir girl. Yeah.
Tell what she's doing at your market and talk about that.
So yeah, we have a farmer's market that we started
six months ago. As if she needed something more to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the only morning she gets to sleep in on Saturdays, she has to get up at
it's
5
ridiculous.
And run a market.
Yeah.
One of the biggest markets in
So all
in
of our children were selling their own stuff, but they didn't have a place to sell it. So my son sells moringa trees.
Oh, can I tell you about that? That's like the most amazing moringa. He like takes it from his backyard trees, strips the branches and freeze dries it straight. That stuff is powerful.
Freeze dries it and then puts it in the Vitamix and makes powder. And it's like kryptonite green.
Yeah.
And he's selling it now because it's a deciduous tree. So it's, you know, dead during the winter. So our moringa trees are 30 to 40 to 50 feet tall. And we have hundreds
I wish you
of
made
them.
Enough to put in our dynamic duo because we are really having trouble
That's
with
that. That's what I heard. And Serene said the
organic
color of
moringa.
Ours is like,
the color is amazing. Like it's powerful though.
You don't just
want to put it in water because you will vomit. It's like horseradish.
Strong. It's strong.
Kefir is good for masking.
But anyway, you were talking about the...
Yeah, the market. So we decided, so all of my children were selling stuff. So we started this farmer's market. We ended up, we have about 2,000 shoppers every Saturday morning and 380 vendors. And it's from farmers to crafters. But my 8-year-old is my kefir girl. And so she was making all this, and all of our kefir grains were just growing and growing and growing. Yeah. And you know how people are like, what do I do with all these extra kefir grains? Well, you make more kefir and then you give it away or you sell it. She is getting $9 a pint.
What? Oh, wow.
For kefir.
So
an 8-year old.
People go there on Saturday to get the kefir.
Oh, they
are
line
they,
up.
Are they finding health
they
benefits? Do they tell you?
Oh, so this one older
and
lady.
And they are the hilltop grains.
Yeah, they're your grains.
They are your grains. They're all over. Yep.
And my grains make babies.
That's right. They do. We're all about making babies, aren't we? So she sells the grains. She'll sell the grains to you. Yeah, unapologetically, she will sell you a tablespoon of grains for $10.
And has she had some incredible testimonies come her
way? Well, so this older lady came up last week and she was just telling me basically all her gut problems. It's so cute because Annalie's like, yeah, this is, my mom had explosive diarrhea and this really helped her gut. And, you know, I'm like, thanks, Annalie. And, you know, she's just repeating what she's heard. She probably doesn't even know exactly what a gut is.
And your little girls are really little. They're so cute. So this is your 8-year-old, right?
Yeah, and she totally knows how to do it. She strains it. She makes sure it's clean. And she puts cute little fabric on the top of the mason jar to make it look a little more, you know, fancy. But people come back. She sells out just about every single weekend. And no matter how much she brings.
Are they coming back with health benefits they've seen?
Okay, so this older lady just this past week was telling me all about her gut problems. And it sounded very similar to mine. Yeah. In fact, I would bet money she has a parasite. And I said, well, ma'am, I have a suggestion for you. But she's one of those. It's like, oh, I don't like anything that tastes da-da-da-da. And I said, well, I mean, you can deal with your diarrhea or you can eat something that maybe, you know, needs to be, you know, add some frozen broccoli or frozen strawberries to it. Don't do broccoli. And so she didn't buy any that day. And I looked at her daughter and she just kind of rolled her eyes. She's like, you're wasting your breath. She's stubborn. She will not do it. And I said, well, what's her problem? She goes, she's too cheap. She doesn't want to spend the $9. So I thought, dear Lord, I'll just give it to you, lady. Yeah. You know, well, I thought, no, you know, a servant's worthy of his hire. Yeah. My daughter's worth $9. Yeah. She comes back the next week and says, all right, I'm desperate, and buys it. Mm. And I talked to her daughter and she said it helped her so much. But she said she doesn't want to, she has to figure out how to do it herself because she doesn't want to spend $9.
Well, fair enough.
She was babying it, you know, one tablespoon and then she'd work her way up to a little. My niece has Crohn's.
Yes.
And she uses our kefir.
Yeah.
And it makes an incredible difference. I don't know if there's a gut issue that you can have that that kefir can't help.
I'm
not one of those. I told you last night, I don't get on bandwagons. I'm not into, you know, certain things that a lot of crunchy moms are into. I mean, I'm semi-crunchy because I'm friends with Serene, but I'm not as much. But I am a believer because it worked for me.
Yeah, exactly. So, what were you going to ask her, Danny, before?
It's just been so long.
Oh, it's too long since then. I was going to say, though, interestingly, you know, because we work with scientists now, Peter, and we're bringing some really interesting stuff out next year. And so currently our grains, you know, these grains, they're being infused with all a bunch of super, super gut bugs.
My grains are getting a new facelift.
Yeah. So we're going to be selling kefir grains, but they're like no grains that's ever been before. So people are probably going to
Our food scientists are taking my grains and bathing them and all these things that are infusing them with.
Yeah. So these are going to be like super grains. So instead of just regular kefir, you get all the benefits of regular kefir plus. Plus like L-reuteri, L-gasseri, which are the two weight loss and muscle promoting bugs, and they're going to be super high in
there. What year will this come out?
Oh, early next year, we hope. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I want to say too, your weight loss journey started when you added the kefir.
I think so.
And you think it helped catapult. And also Nadia, our neighbor, anyone who's part of Treasure Hunters, that's the mother of Jeremiah, who does all of our filming, and he's fantastic. But anyway, she started her Trim Healthy journey with the kefir, with these particular grains, and
she's doing really well. Also, she had massive health problems before she started. Now she just runs around like a teenager.
Yeah.
Do you see her?
Yes.
And she's got so much on her plate with a daughter with you know, cancer. She spent all the time in the hospital. Yeah.
You know, I think that theory is correct that when you talk about kefir and weight loss, because if you think about the gut needing to process and digest and do so thoroughly, my gut doctor always talked to me about robust digestion and how I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we just want to get, because based on my symptoms, he was like, your body's just simply not digesting and it's just sending it to the waste department. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we want robust digestion. Mm. And what's interesting too is at the time I weighed a little more too. Now I've got, here's what's crazy. I've gotten my weight back, but only through like work and eating and push-ups and
so eating. It's recomp in your body recomp distribution. So you're more muscular now rather than.
Yeah, I'm more muscular. Instead of that like small chest, big belly.
Yeah.
They call it a booty do. You ever heard of that?
Booty.
That's when your stomach sticks out further than your booty do. It's when your stomach sticks out further than your booty do.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But
so
for me, I think it was, you know, throughout the day as you're trying to do Trim Healthy Mama, you want to find something to kind of be your go-to food.
Yeah, you're sustainable. Yeah.
And, you know, something, you know, just you knowing Serene, that's her. That's literally always what she has in her hand. Mm. Therefore, you're always going to that. Mm-hmm. It's like your comfort food. Mm-hmm. And so because I love food, because I had such a emotional connection with food, I was always, even when I did THM, I was always using heavier foods as my comfort foods.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the kefir has taken that place. So every time I was hungry, and I'm not, I mean, you've got to explain to them, I'm not one, I don't cook. Yeah. I really don't do anything in the kitchen. My girls do everything.
Yeah,
so
that.
If I eat it or drink it, it's because somebody brought it to me and said.
Like she gets people to make her coffee even. Yeah. Like everything
beyond. Yeah.
I heard that.
Because she's a businesswoman, so she's a delegator. She's used to delegating a bunch
total delegator.
I say once you hit like the 6-kid mark, like you do nothing for the rest of your life.
My 8-year-old bring, and we have a coffee shop. So like our little trailer at the market. And we're such spoiled coffee people. Another thing, Pearl really encouraged me. I was just really down in those lattes. And so my girls would make me, you know, honey breves. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was in it. I just knew it was delicious. So I drank it. But it was all full of the heavy whipping cream.
Yeah.
And so I kicked that.
And you thought you were doing Trim Healthy Mama.
I really
did.
And
we're like, well.
I said to Serene, she says she's doing her Trim Healthy Mama. What she's doing is breves.
Yeah. Doing the breve diet.
Breve is the actual name for what you're doing.
Yeah. So I, you know, cut that out.
Tell them what you do in replacement.
I just do oat milk.
Yeah.
And,
the Shibani, the zero sugar.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You always like, you also like the barista blend we took out west, right?
Yep,
you do just quarter of a cup. And the numbers are beautiful.
I love that barista blend, quarter of a cup.
And then
it is fuel pool.
Califia barista blend. It's called barista blend. It's Califia, right?
And it's very creamy in your coffee.
And the numbers are really great.
Okay.
And so if you have a quarter of a cup, you can do it in an E setting.
Califia Farms.
And for people who can't get off the cream, like I have a great friend, the Shrums, that are living on my mom and dad's property. She's an awesome Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah.
And she's like, I hear you. I hear you about the E breakfast, Pearl and Serene. I hear you. But sorry, I can't because I cannot do the AM without coffee and cream. And nothing
That's
creams
real
up
talk.
Like cream.
Yeah. That's real talk.
And so I'm like, yeah, but you got it. I think the secret for you is the E breakfast. Well, I said, try the barista blend. Like, because she's tried oat milk. No, sorry. It tastes like, you know, oatmeal. I can't do
porridge.
It.
Porridge.
Well, yeah. Like our brother says, sorry, mom. Bloody porridge. He calls it. He's like, my coffee tastes like bloody porridge.
You're talking about rock?
Yes. Yeah. He says it he's got a very strong Australian accent.
Yeah, he does.
So anyway, but barista blend, try it, people.
Oh, what happened? What happened with her? Did she
tried
she
it and she's
it?
Just like over the moon. She's like, I'm e-breakfasting every morning. This is awesome.
Oh, Leslie's got something to say. Ow! Come on, you little popsy.
She's going to swear bloody.
That was such a cool story. Isn't Alison the best storyteller? Amazing. I was on the edge of my seat and like admiring her perfect braid. You guys.
Aww.
From, I was like, her hair is perfect.
No, I did it myself. Yeah, but I didn't have a hair tie, so I tied a knot.
She has good vocal projection as well.
Yeah, just a real, she just had us all on the edge of our seats.
That was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question out there for all the rookies because I reckon everyone is yelling the same thing. You said store-bought is garbage. We all know everyone's making their own grains here, but someone that maybe like just wants to dip their toe in and see if kefir may help them.
Yeah,
is there any store-bought that you would say, everyone's face is
great
scrunched
question.
Up like Pearl has like upside down face.
But Allison that's a Smith. Great question.
It's a great question because
find a local market and let somebody else make it for you.
Pops, who are you sitting next to right now?
It's a good question.
Whose hand is on your shoulder? Let me tackle it because I will be be the sound voice of reason here. Okay. So we've looked. We have looked at the numbers under the microscope of a store-made kefir in a store is really not nothing like what you'll make. However, let's talk about it. It can get people used to a drinkable style of yogurt and a slightly sour taste. Some people have found, calm down, Serene. Some people have found that because it just does have a few mild probiotics, it actually helps them. Their gut's such in disarray that it's a very, very, it could be your gateway entrance.
Gateway. That's what I'm trying to
talk about gateway though. But I want to talk about gateway. About if you want a real gateway to colon health, you just have to get on your little Google to some kind of you can just put in my area kefir. You never know what comes up. Cuz I brought I found a Western A5 chapter leader before, you know, and got like kefir grains years and years and years and years and years
come
ago.
Back, Leslie,
I know, but I'm talking about the drive-through Sue's out there that just okay for whatever reason and maybe they will get there. I'm just talking about the people that absolutely like Allison said, I am not making my own kefir grains. Right. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, but guess what? Is it worth it? Because she is the drive-through Sue. Allison is the drive-through Sue. Literally.
Serene and her couldn't be two opposites.
Totally. And
they're really
and
good
really
friends.
Was it very hard for just somebody to give you a tablespoon of grains?
Right, yeah.
That's all it was.
I videotaped your mom doing them so I'd know exactly how to do it. And then I told my girls to do it.
And I want to talk about our mom too. Our mom is one of the busiest women that I know, right?
Well, I will say about her kefir, sometimes on the counter.
It twangs.
Oh, twangs. Are you kidding me? It shoots through the ceiling when she takes the lid off. So when you're thinking you have to like set your timer to 24 hours, no, you don't. Yeah. Like there's kefir I drink that's 48 hours old. Is that bad to say?
I came home from your daughter and my daughter-in-law to be's bridal shower last night. And I'm like, I can't be bothered. So I stuck the jolly thing in the fridge and I strained it this morning. It's so forgiving.
Exactly.
You don't have to like be on the hour. And Leslie Pops, I will bless you with a little kefir grains as a present.
Okay. So I'm sort of with Les because John gave me kefir grains last time we had
and
a podcast.
And he already killed them already.
They are still sitting in my fridge.
Okay.
And here's what would be great. And we can make a video out of this. We all take a field trip to Les's house and you teach Les and I how to do it. Because John sent me an article. He's like, dude, it's so easy. Let me send you the article. He sends me the article, which is like, would take me a year to get through. It look easy.
Well, that's like trying to put up a playpen. You know, those things that just pop up and you read the directions. It's like a year long directions, but all you have to do is pop it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you brush your teeth, Dan?
Sometimes.
Can you imagine reading the directions to brush your teeth?
Straining kefir is that quick. Have you ever put pasta through a colander? Like I'm a drive-thru Sue. Let me just have my noodles for dinner.
Yeah, right.
All day. It's the same thing. Just pour it through a colander.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
Instead of adding Italian spices,
you add your berries and your
baobab. That's true, Serene.
Yeah. Find a child in your house. How many children do you have?
Four.
How old's the oldest?
17.
Okay, well, that's way too old. What about...
Yeah, exactly. There's a point of no return.
She knows how to delegate. I mean, do you have like a 10 or 12-year-old that you can pay him $1 a week?
Daughters, too.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So give him $1 a week.
Fair.
To strain your kefir. Watch my video I posted of my 8-year-old doing it.
Okay, and put that out for us. Tell us.
Look at that
and tell us where you can find it. Wow. Tell people where you can find that video.
So, and she is so proud of herself. Like she literally is so proud of herself. And she has the time to remember, okay, mom, it's time. I need to go ahead and strain. I'm like, great, go for it. And she does it.
But Leslie Pops.
Thank you, Pearl. So no one's answering my question.
You know, I'm trying to. I'm
no,
saying,
it doesn't exist. They're
I'm
not
just
withholding.
Saying, do you want to go do a drive-through version of brushing your teeth? Do you want to go get a stupid rag out of your drawer that doesn't have proper bristles and
you're
say I'm going
to
just
into the mic? Now, usually I have to get you.
Serene is yelling.
She's
me
so
and
close.
Serene are in maybe our first fight. Not fight.
Oh,
just
it's
no.
So cute.
But it's so passionate. Like I can like feel our passion.
No,
like,
listen.
Both speaking.
Popsies runs. Runs a land business,
you
right?
Do,
she has a Devonshire, like Yorkshire cafe. This is not too hard for you, Pops.
But I do want to say she's representing a lot of listeners to us right now that think
absolutely.
In their head. And this
it's
is
a mindset.
Can you hush for a second, Serene? Stop butting in and let me tell you what other people think.
That
you've never had these thoughts. We think that's just not me. I just can't keep up.
I have
don't
those thoughts. I'll tell you what it's about. Can
it.
I tell you what it's about?
Zip.
When you got me my, when I got a Trim
she
Healthy Mama
zip.
To get my first Mac, right? Because I was just like writing things on paper. I didn't know how to even open it. I didn't know how to send an email.
Okay.
It felt too complicated.
Okay, but just stop for one second. Let me say what I want to say. What I want to say is I understand that it does sound like something you don't want to add to your life right now. You could do the storekeeper like what we're saying. It won't give you the full benefits of what Allison has received or what you've received, Serene. But it's just maybe a little stair-step entrance into it. I remember I used to buy store-bought kefir and I would put it on the bench and hope that it was double fermented. Yes, I still bloated. But if I'd never done that, I wouldn't kind of got used to the mild flavor. Now I like it really tart. I just think there's nothing wrong with people starting their journeys where they can.
Mm. Okay. I suppose I just like that Bible verse in the Bible that says, you know,
she's going to hit you with
snow. Yeah. Like,
now, who are you to argue with the Bible?
You only healed my people slightly. Remember that verse?
Yeah, sorry.
It talks about like, okay, go for it, Pearl. Be that wonderful encouragement to the people that aren't quite there. I'm all proud of
and
you.
Be
fist
outside
pump.
Of the will
yeah,
of
yeah.
God.
Yes. No, but what I want to say is when you're ready, people, for something that's really going to make a difference, that's worth your time.
Exactly.
Am I going to drive to Kroger's and look for the brand of the kefir and stick it in my cart?
The amount
waste
of time that you would
$6.99?
spend.
Okay, how long does it take to make kefir?
Two minutes a night.
5 seconds, Serene said.
But listen, what did I bring for lunch here today?
Kefir.
Why?
Because
it's a busy morning. Because it's easy.
It simplifies your life. And guess what?
And I already
what?
Have another one made for dinner time if I don't end up making anything.
And guess what? It keeps you on plan.
Yes.
Because it is your meal.
It is your meal.
And you got to keep using it or you feel like a wasteful
person. But if you don't want to eat it, like I'll take it to church. I brought it here, but if Leslie Props brought some leftovers from her Yorkshire deli, I would have chosen to eat that and that would have stayed in my little cooler. Yeah, and it's always there as my little pacifier in case.
So
just in
the
case.
Other thing you can not get, I'm assuming you probably put the same thing in it every day.
Yeah, sometimes I'll change it up. Sometimes I'll have it cocoa chocolate flavored. Sometimes it's berry red flavored.
I mean, sometimes I'll add a half a banana and do cocoa, cocoa powder.
Oh,
but
kefir and banana. Like I do lean. I do 1%. And I just love it with sliced banana in for an afternoon snack. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I love it with my oatmeal. I love it. All the ways that have opened in my world to me since kefir has become a part of it.
Kefir becomes a base and then you're not mixing in banana. You're chopping
it
thick.
Oh, like I don't. I would blend it. I would make it a smoothie.
See, I love smoothies. I like bits and pieces.
See,
and
I have
a spoon.
I have my smoothie in my little pack right then. In that pack right there, I have my kefir, what I call my kefir yuck yum. It's smooth. It's been blended. But I felt like chewing. So I had some goji berries, some sprouted sunflower and pumpkin seeds, and I poured it over and it's thick like.
I poured
it over and it was like granola and yogurt.
I can't drink a meal. I have to spoon a meal. So all my kefirs are with a spoon.
Really?
Yes. Every single one. Never drink
and
it.
And granola works good in it?
Yes.
For you, granola will work fantastic. And for those who are nursing, pregnant, at goal weight or have
Serene,
awesome.
I've got lots of e-granolas, Bubba.
Yeah, but I'm just about to say something else.
Oh, okay.
Be kind and be nice.
We're fighting.
It's like dad saying to mom, be sweet to me, darling. You know, because she's redhead and feisty. Be sweet to me, darling.
Yes, that's what Dad says. Incense.
Okay, but listen, those of you didn't even know my point I'm about to share. Though, because she does the E ones, but those who are pregnant, nursing, goal weight, or who have excellent bugs in their body that just eat through fat, you can do like Pearl's daughter and me that do the full fat goat's milk ones. And I tell you what, you're getting 40% more vitamin A, fat soluble vitamin than all other dairies. And I tell you what, so good for nourishing when you're in that stage where you really need nourishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Growing children, toddlers. So
I mean, I wouldn't disagree
with
that.
I S it all the way or I just cross it over. But that's my season.
Yeah.
And then you're doing the 2%, which is great. 1%, sorry.
1%,
which is great.
I love it. I actually prefer the lean, sharp taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's
like ice cream. It's cream. Yeah.
But you know what? So one thing I think that I have probably gleaned from you the most is self-care. I was the most non-self-care person. Now, on the outside, you could see, oh, she does her hair or whatever. She gets her nails done once a year. But I didn't take care of myself.
Yeah.
I would always just fix everything. You know, I'd get everybody else taken care of. But I felt guilty to, like, spend time on myself.
Mm.
And I think the taking care of this kefir is kind of like me time. And you're right. It is the weirdest thing, but I enjoy it. Like Annalie likes doing it. So I let her, but a lot of times I'm like, just get out of the kitchen. I literally just want to do it. And I just enjoy it. And so I really do want to encourage.
Healing.
Yeah. And it's like, it's blessed me so much that I'm just so grateful for it. I mean, that sounds so corny, but I really, you've got to get a picture of the opposite of serene. and that is me, like more so than even you, Pearl. Yeah. I mean, you fix yourself stuff. Right. I do nothing. Yeah. Like I was a grab a bar and, you know, go buy Chick-fil-A. And, you know, I just do not do anything if it takes time. It's to me that would be a waste of time. So it has been so beneficial that I mean, 2 minutes a day, there's no reason that somebody couldn't do it. As far as getting grains, I mean, there's a lot of people on the Facebook page that are like, I have extra, I'll mail you. But I mean,
can you say the address of where they can watch your little daughter? That would be cute.
Oh, yeah. What's she on? Yeah, I think I actually put it on our YouTube channel. So
what's the YouTube channel?
We are Raising Warriors, Not Wimps, the Hartman family. Okay. So it's a brand new YouTube channel we just started.
It's
but
a long name.
That's a... I know. I'm not a YouTuber, so it's too
Dan's
long.
Dan's here to fix
we
you.
Should rebrand.
We should rebrand.
Mm-hmm. Dan,
Raise.
Dan.
And my husband wants to say rearing warriors,
definitely
not wimps.
Not.
I want to go
said,
with
nobody
rearing.
Says rearing.
No one goes, says no. Rearing.
I
except
know.
Except for those five people who will watch your channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says
that's what you want.
No, I need help. Jeremiah's helping me. I don't do YouTube, but I have a lot to say, and so I want to do it, but I need help.
Just cut that big one, that first one you told me, raising just, this with all the kids.
But what are you shorten it to?
Cut it in half. Like
like raising?
Like raising warriors.
Hey, raising's a good one.
Raising, just raising. Just
or like WNW, warriors not wimps, you know?
Warriors not wimps. So in that very long YouTube channel.
You know? Like that. What if you could. Something catchy.
Yeah. Okay, so I have her on there doing it, but yeah.
And powerful and undersold.
Yes, right.
We're not doing, you know, it doesn't even look like, I mean, we don't have a Kiefer kit that you buy from Etsy. We don't have, you know, like the fancy whatever.
But when you said self-care, I just want to interrupt you because that's what I love to do, interrupt people. But when you said self-care, it's so interesting because I've never, ever gone to get my nails done. Like they're disgusting, right?
They really are. I washed them last night and they are like,
they're so bad.
So before the wedding, could you want to go get our nails done together?
You're grossing Allison out.
And then usually my hair is in like Pops' 7-day hair mode where it's just like the pencil in the wad on top of the head, right?
It's true.
And like I don't really do any of that stuff.
You look after your skin.
I look after the health of everything because I think, boy, if I want to get all dolled up, everything's going to shine.
Yeah,
that's what I think to myself.
That's great.
Like I'm spending all
when
this.
When that day comes.
Yeah, I'm spending all this raw and rugged time just taking care of like bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
And if I really wanted to hit the town, watch out, paper.
Serene, I walk around like my real life through the week like a Teletubby that's been ran over. Like literally my hair, all of it is here in the front and it's just facing forward. Like it's not slicked back like this. And like,
oh, you do this for us?
Yeah, but I do my push-ups, right? All week.
Yeah.
Because I want this undergirth.
Yes.
So, but I'm always wearing baggy shirts and you never see the work.
Right.
But when I'm ready to show it, it's there.
Right. So this is what I want to say about self-care. This is my point.
Mm-hmm,
it's a lot of time spending time on the outside.
Yeah.
Like making sure they got their cologne on, their perfume, their perfect little nails and their hairspray and they're bad for your chemical makeup.
But their guts are rotting.
Mm. Right? It's a lot of time. You can go into places where secretaries are sitting behind and they are perfed and primped and perfect, right?
Sure. Secretaries are from the 80s. There's no such thing anymore.
Well, whatever. You just go out in life and you can see it, right?
Personal
it's just like,
assistant,
wow,
maybe.
like you spent some time or you've got a system going.
Sure.
I don't have time for that system. But you see, well, let's flip it over and do a system that's going to really matter, right? It's just a few seconds of Keither instead of like getting your nails done. It's just like a few seconds of push-ups, right? It's a few seconds of, we're just switching it around, but we're doing the self-care that lasts and the self-care that makes a difference.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Trim Healthy deodorant is the est of deodorants. Pearl, can you clarify?
Yeah, but what we mean by the est is like, the purest, okay? It contains zero toxic chemicals and no artificial fragrances.
The safest, because it's aluminium free, of course. And Pearl, it's the wisest, right? It's the wisest because it harnesses the natural power of extremely potent plant bioactives and earth minerals that neutralize odor-causing bacteria. And Pearl, it's also the gentlest.
Yeah, of course, because it's no irritants like baking soda. But I want to go back to the safest for a minute because that's the whole reason why we wanted to develop a Trim Healthy deodorant. Because most deodorants, Serene, you know, they have aluminium. It's what we say down under. What do you Americans say? Aluminum. And it's right near your lymph nodes, right near your breast tissue.
Right.
I mean, and that's going right into your body. The skin is our most absorbent organ of our bodies.
Right.
And it just takes it into our bloodstream. And so this is like the purest deodorant, but Serene, it works.
Oh, it does work. And even for stinky teenagers.
Yeah, that's who we try it
on. And hardworking men.
Yeah. Actually, it's a very, the scent is citrus blossom, but it's kind of Neutrogender in scent. It's not too blossomy at all.
I think it's more citrus than blossom.
A lot more. Actually, our husbands love the smell of it.
Yeah, and I like it on my man.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I guess in summary, one encouragement I want to share is don't wait until you have full-blown 18-month explosive diarrhea and you're literally changing your pants as a 47-year-old. It is not worth it. Mm. So I guess if I could go back and know that if I had just taken care of my body like you had.
Well, I got right back on kefir when I got back from Israel. Right.
And I didn't because I never have. Why would you drink that stuff, right? But I mean, if I had been doing that and taking care of myself, then I wouldn't have been in that position. Mm-hmm. But my body was, those parasites just wreaked havoc because I lived off sugar.
Yeah.
I lived off garbage. And so to me, it's just a great warning to people, you know, take care of your gut so that you're not opening yourself up to that kind of stuff. And if all it is drinking, you know, a pint or a cup of kefir every day, to avoid what I went through, it's worth it.
Are you ever going to go back to your bra cookies?
Oh, my word. You couldn't pay me to eat a Petridge Farm bra cookie.
So it doesn't even appeal to you now? No. Like, not even on Christmas Day?
No, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I went by Milton Bakery. Maybe a month ago.
Kryptonite. Yeah.
And my son had hung out with me and helped me with something major.
Yeah.
And so I said, what do you want? You want to go for, you know, dinner or treat? And he's like, Milton Bakery. And we were driving by. And it was 6 o'clock at night. And I was like, they're not going to be open. So I called them. They're open till 7. So I said, go ahead, Ethan. Grab yourself a Milton Bakery. And so we're driving. And I was like, I'm just going to try a bite. Yeah. I mean, for old time's sake, I'll try a bite. Guys, it was disgusting to
me.
Nice. I couldn't believe how sweet it was. It did not taste delicious.
Yes.
Well, can I ask you something? Because, you know, Serene doesn't ever tempted by sugar, but on occasion I'll have something off plan, like a dessert like tiramisu, or I'll go on a cruise and have a couple of things.
Cheesecake.
And then I come back on, but like, do you have to be, because you keep saying you're all or nothing, do you have to be, can you have something, a little something in your life and then go back? Or do you have to stay all
no,
away?
No, I can. Okay. I can. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like because your taste buds have changed.
I think that pumpkin bread was not on plan.
Right.
I think somebody said, whoever brought it.
But it doesn't make you feel shameful.
So I had a bite and I didn't feel bad. No, but I just didn't eat the rest of it once I realized it wasn't on plan. But yeah, I think to me, if I do stay away from it, then it almost makes me want it more.
Yeah.
It's almost better. Even my purest husband, and you've seen him, mm-hmm. he will take one bite to kind of, remember the egg thing in your hair?
Yeah,
you had to prove to yourself you weren't totally wacko, even though, you know,
we know
you are sometimes. Daniel will take a bite of something. And so I think I'm kind of like that. Like, give me one bite just so I can say, I'm not going to go and shut and lock my door and eat the whole gallon, but I'd like to try a bite and see if it's really worth
it. Is that really true?
Over.
Would you actually eat a gallon?
I would eat all the chunks out.
Yeah.
And then eventually the whole gallon was gone.
Yeah. Okay.
So is that a yes?
That's a yes.
Oh, that's great.
But you know, I think the point is that it doesn't taste good to her anymore.
Yeah.
Because most of her diet is so amazing.
Yes.
She's lost
and Hallie
the taste.
Makes such amazing sourdough bread. Like to me, like sourdough
does.
Bread. Oh, yeah. She made cranberry walnut bread. She's so cute.
So
she's trying so much to be like you. And Cedar loves her
bread.
But
what you crave changes, right? If you give it time, it changes. Because what
really
I crave
does.
Now is those things. Well, I crave the kefir and I crave
the
sourdough bread.
Seeing my body change and hearing people compliment and say, wow, you look really great. That is so encouraging. You know, you're like, well, why would I want to cheat and treat myself? Why can't I just treat myself with something good?
Yeah. But guys, you know what else it does? Like, you disconnect the emotional attachment to the sugar and what the sugar was medicating for you as well.
Totally.
When you get off of sugar, you actually learn new coping strategies.
Absolutely.
Micro coping strategies day in and day out that you're not even conscious of that you're learning.
Like push-ups are probably for you a coping strategy.
You know what push-ups do for me? Push-ups deal with my fear.
Yeah.
I've just now, after like years of like inconsistent push-ups, can I do them and not feel actual crippling anxiety in my stomach?
Yeah.
When you start working out, everybody's got their thing that they go to when they're in their negative. Yeah. Mine is anxiety. When you start working out, you're actually killing your anxiety.
Yeah, you are.
And I would do push-ups and I would be terrified. Wow. And not know why. There's no reason, no cause.
No, I felt that with push-ups.
Yes. Did you?
Because I'm not a natural exerciser, I felt that
anxiety. You start
anxiety.
To shake.
Yeah.
And you're like, adrenaline. I'm going to die. I mean, everything in you is
everything
like,
wants to hate it. Yes.
Don't do it. Don't. Yes. You're going to die. And it's like, doing push-ups?
Yeah.
It's so psychological.
It's very
well, this
empowering.
Smoker voice is actually because I did smoke growing up, like from 13 to 22. I would smoke to alleviate that stress or whatever. And then when I stopped smoking, I went to cookies. I really did.
No
that was my go-to. And then now that I've given that up, I'm now, going towards more, again, that self-care, taking care of myself, doing good things. But yeah, I think we all have like an outlet that we do to, to get rid of whatever you're dealing
with. Well, to increase dopamine.
Yeah, and it's just
but sugar is such a drug. Like we were talking at the bridal shower last night.
Really.
Like
it hurts people.
It is, not to spiritualize it, but I think you have to be super careful when it says, it's better to tie a millstone around your neck than to cause a little one to stumble.
Yeah.
I can almost use that verse when I'm eating something naughty in front of a friend who's struggling. Yeah. I'm not being kind to them.
Yeah.
Because I may be able to do it and you may not notice a difference in my weight. They may not be able to ever put it down.
Yeah.
And they're seeing you eat it. So it really is a good testimony thing to be a good steward of what you know. So like I can't go backwards now. I have, too much invested in it. And really it would be kind of a slap to God because I feel like He's given me this idea of kefir. And it's changed my life so much.
And your daughters too, right? Your children.
Oh, we all do it. Like McKenna does. Like
everyone
drinks kefir.
But we're at 105 now, so we kind of have to say goodbye. But that was great.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Allison.
Trim Healthy Mama.